Hi, I'm Bill Corcoran Jr., and I'm your host for the On the Stacks podcast. Today, I'm chatting with Dan Kronauer, co-owner of 10X Fitness.
What's up, podcast? Episode 14, another virtual On the Stacks podcast. What's going on, Danny?
Not too much, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show today. I'm excited to talk about a whole bunch of different stuff, especially because I'm socially distant away from everybody. So just talk to somebody feels good in general.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I have been talking for some time now about coming on the stacks, and actually it was probably before the podcast even started. So I'm glad we finally got to connect, and now you're on the podcast. But we have a couple interesting things I want to touch on today. You know, and one of them, being the your gym 10X Fitness and how you guys are going against Governor Wolf's orders and opened back up. But before we get into that, could you just give me a little bit on your background?
Graduated with a degree in health and physical education from East Stroudsburg University. Graduated in 2010, same time, 2008, 2009, economy crash. So like 100 teachers were laid off like the same year I graduated. So wasn't a great time to come into the teaching market. I ended up starting a roof cleaning business. I was a substitute teacher. Substitute teaching absolutely sucked. I'm the type of person who likes to go after stuff, likes to go and get it. And that doesn't exist in substituting. Essentially, you're just unemployed until like 5 in the morning when they decide if they need you or not. So it's not a very good lifestyle. Started the roof cleaning business. Had a lot of fortunate luck there. Like, it came out really well, and took that roof cleaning business and my knowledge there of just learning how to operate that into 10X Fitness.
So what when and why did you start 10X Fitness?
I love working out all the time. My background's in health and physical education. Just kind of goes with my passion. And my brother and I used to work out. There was a gym previously, probably like 10 years ago, in Mountaintop called Northeast Fitness. And it gave everyone like a taste of the gym. Like, being able to have a gym in Mountaintop is 2 minutes from everyone's house. It wasn't a great gym. If you actually Google, like when I was going through all my planning and figure out what they did wrong, if you Google Northeast Fitness, like the first review is like, would have paid more money for air conditioning. So this place didn't even have air conditioning in a gym, had no windows, barely any mirrors. You could basically say it was a hole in a wall. But for me, as like an 18-year-old person, I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, it's a gym and it's 2 minutes from my house. So, I still went and used it. But they closed down. Things went wrong there. I tried to dissect what they did poorly so that we could, correct those mistakes. And we did. And so that's how we got into our spot.
So how long have you been in business?
We have been in business since January 2018. So it's over 3 years now.
Very cool. And you guys recently just opened a second location.
I think. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We just opened a second location of 2020. So just like a month or two ago. Well, because quarantine, these days just blend together. So maybe we're in May already, but yeah, it felt like a month or two ago when this started. So yeah, a month or two before quarantine.
Yeah. So speaking of that new location, I think that's the one that, that you guys decided to open back up despite the warnings and the shutdown. Let's talk about that a little bit. I recently saw
yes.
your interview on CNN. And but you're popping up on a lot of media outlets. So, so take me through that. You guys opened the gym in Taylor, and what's going on?
So we opened the gym in Taylor, and we were open for about a month, and then the Corona quarantine thing happened. So we closed down for 60 days, which the whole 60 days, I'm like, how can we get back open? This is, I personally thought, ridiculous. I'm a math numbers type guy. I didn't think there was some, evolutionary virus that was going to kill everyone. I think with good hygiene protocol and help, you could avoid a lot of, whatever you want to call it, a lot of diseases, a lot of bacteria, a lot of viruses, a lot of illness. by promoting good health. So there's two different sides of health. Like there's the doctor side and the hospital side, and then there's the me side, the gym side, which we call as preventative health. So I unfortunately decided to do it on Mother's Day. I kind of ruined Mother's Day for everybody because we decided to announce that we were opening on Mother's Day, and all Mother's Day long, we just received, you know, people ask us, you know, is it really going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. You know, of course, hate mail too was in there, but, a lot of it, 90% of it was like fantastic feedback. Can't wait. See you tomorrow type feedback. And I was like, oh boy, there might be 500 people at this place tomorrow morning. Like this is getting overwhelming. So what happened was we did what we were told. We stayed at home, and then Wolf announced that it was June 4th. And I was like, oh no, like that's just too far. Like we got to put this, I was really anticipating open May 8th. My brother kind of had this date in his head, May 8th. And when they announced the whole pushback to June 4th, that really kind of, that set us over the edge. And when I saw the other counties deciding to like kind of resist them as well, I was like, you know what? We could at least make the attempt and try, see what happens to us. Maybe he'll be preoccupied with these other counties that are defying him, that we might slip underneath the radar. As you mentioned, that clearly didn't happen with the CNN thing. But by 7:30 this morning, or by 7:30 that Monday morning, I already had let four people. They were parked out front, ready to rock and roll. I wanted to get there early so that at 8 o'clock there wasn't a line of 20 people, allowing them to get in and just away from the cameras. I didn't want it to be a big press thing where people were taking photos. There was 50 people there working out and rude. For ourselves, but not only for ourselves, but for Pennsylvanians, like, hey, we're showing that we can do this. My goal is to show gyms can open safely, with precautions, with measures, and people can get their fix on fitness, and we can all be healthy and corona safe. So yeah. By 8 o'clock, WBRE was there, Fox 56 was there, WNAP was there. Yeah, I mean, I had like four different video interviews, three different either radio or phone call interviews, and then CNN on Wednesday. So yeah, I think I had like eight or nine total in those 2-3 days.
Yeah. So within like a day or so of being opened up, I think you guys received a few citations. What happened?
So police came, gave us a warning, said you guys got to close. We said okay. Came back and then had the citations. I wanted to find out where the district attorney stood. So that was why when the police came, while he gave us the warning, I said, okay, well, what's going to happen after our warning? So that's when they called the district attorney and found out that we would be cited two citations every single day that we were open.
Wow. So, but you guys remained open. You didn't shut down, right?
So, yeah. So we opened the next day. Once again, maybe, you know, we could fly under the radar. If people stop calling, which I believe there's a lot of businesses right now, they're operating this way. As long as the cops don't show up and no one calls on you in a narc, well, you can essentially be open. And I know there are in fact businesses doing this type of opening, which that's fine if they can get away with it. In unfortunately, we can't. But maybe we could have. Maybe no one called the cops that day. They called the first day, thought we shut down. That was all running through my head. But after the second day and then two more citations, I kind of knew that we were in a bad spot. We were going to keep getting fined. But I couldn't tell the people. You know, people asking us when we were going to open, if we were going to be open the next day. I had a feeling after the two citations that we weren't going to be able to do it, that it was just going to get worse for me. But these people were so excited. I mean, they were thrilled to be back in the gym. We had a person, actually two people. It was a fiance, you know, two fiancés, whatever you want to call it, fiance, fiancee, drove an hour and a half both days to come work out.
Wow.
Like, you're telling me those people don't need fitness? They drove an hour and a half. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, but good for them. Like, they loved it. They were like, this is the best they felt in 60 days. I mean, how far would you drive to feel good about yourself?
Right.
Essentially, that's the question that, you know, answered.
So are you guys open currently?
We had to close. My attorney talked to the DA, and the DA basically said, every day you're open, we're going to keep fining you, which at, you know, $400 a day wasn't realistic. And not so much the $400 a day. It was the fact that it eventually becomes a misdemeanor where I can get arrested.
Okay. So, so what was your, what was the main factor in your decision to open up the gym, you know, against the governor's orders?
Main factor is all the people who would message us or text or email or Facebook message us or whatever, me or the business page, saying like, hey, when you open, I need to get a gym. Like, I feel like a piece of crap. Like, that was really our main reason, was doing it for the people and to say like, hey, if we could show that we're able to do this safely, right now gyms are at the same level as a casino. Like the gym can't open until a casino or a movie theater, which I think is absolutely like berserk. Like how is that even possible? Someone who's trying to work on their health and get fit. And we all know that being healthy beats off the coronavirus better than anything. Could be lumped into the same category as a casino or a movie theater. I think that's absolutely craziness. And that was one of the main reasons that we opened, was to bring some light to the fact that there are people who use this as medication, like I do, who come to the gym 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week because they need it as their mental therapy, like PTSD people or actual people who come for their physical therapy. You know, insurance only covers physical therapy for so long. And afterwards, they kick you out of physical therapy. They say, go to the gym, get a gym membership, and do these exercises. I actually was doing an interview, and the guy yells in the background, says, I come here for my back pain. He was 65, 70-year-old guy. And I'm like, look, you heard it from him. It's not just me. So there's just so much good that gym brings. And I think that we need to kind of shine some more light on that.
Definitely. You know, so, you know, one other question, you know, and you touched on this. I remember a quote you said on CNN was, there's just something about a good gym environment. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. A place that like builds you up, like it makes you more confident about yourself. I had a guy say to me, he's like, man, being back in the gym, like I earned some of my self-worth back. And I'm like, wow, like, that's amazing. You know, a person increasing their confidence, like they just feel better about themselves. Seeing your gym bros or your friends, like, you know, my own mother, you know, walks on the treadmill next to this lady 3 days a week. How are you? How's the grandkids? Whatever. Like, they're, as humans, we are social creatures, and having that gym environment where it's inviting for all people. We are not, as you know, a meathead gym. We're more of a, I want to say, inviting gym for all people. There's something special. I guess the same could be said for people who go to church on Sunday. Like, they go there for this, that feeling. It's not the same as watching it, you know, on TV.
Yeah. And, you know, just to be clear for everyone listening right now, you know, you guys definitely took some, you know, safety measures and precautions even before you guys did open back up. I mean, you guys did sanitize everything down, right? I mean, you want to touch on that a little?
Yeah. I said our gym is so clean. I get it. It's the perception. It's a stereotype that you're going to this basement grungy, type place, but, that is not the case with us. And I'm sure for thousands of gym across the United States, it's not a regulated business where like it's a hot tub where you have to test it and send it into the state. They don't have that for gyms, and maybe they should, because if we came in, we'd get 100 across the board for our cleanliness, and a good gym should. So we took the precautions, and I felt completely necessary and safe to open up. We had some people call in who were, I mean, you didn't ask me this question, but I think it's important to note. She says, you know, you're killing every person in that gym. And I'm like, I'm not that I'm aware of, like, I'm not a serial killer. Right. So, I don't think we are. She's like, well, you're giving everyone the virus. Like, I'm like, yeah, lady, you're probably right. Like, maybe we're giving them H1N1. Maybe we're giving them a swine flu. Maybe it's MRSA. We live in a world with virus. We are not getting away from that. So because there are viruses in the world, we just have to take precautions, wash your hands, sanitize the equipment, use hand sanitizer throughout your workout. And if you see someone coughing or there's someone in the gym who's not feeling well, don't go near them. And with that, we can have a successful open business and more so Pennsylvania.
Yeah. What is it, about the gym that people really like? Like what do the members tell you?
It's gotta be the other people, truthfully, because there are people who are fortunate enough be able to work out from home. And they're like, dude, I'm so done working out from home. It's just lonely. Or it's not there's no camaraderie. And the gym definitely gives you that, that camaraderie. I mean, I'm not a person who drinks, right? I don't know how it feels to drink in my basement. I'm sure it feels a whole lot better to drink, at a bar with a bunch of other people. But you could technically buy alcohol right now. There are people out there who don't have certain fitness equipment or can't buy it. So for them, for that type of person, or for the person who has workout equipment at home, it's just being around other people. And at the gym, we're not being around. We're not pushing on a bus together. You could be around all day long we're open. You could be 10, 15 feet away from somebody and feel like you're part of something together, but not be, breaking the physical distance.
Yeah. So, being that you're now shut down again and, it's looking like, what does it look like now? Beginning of June, what are you thinking?
So very concerned about that. Like when are we, beginning of June is when we get off of red phase. And as I mentioned, gyms aren't till green phase. So when is the green phase going to be? I have no idea. I mean, I thought red phase was going to be over beginning of May, or actually, well, I thought it was gonna be over Easter, and then beginning of May. And now we don't know if we're going to be in red phase again through the end of June, according to their math, or if the cases aren't going down. I really don't know. So we are working right now with the local police. We are in a different county here in Mountaintop, trying to get opened, trying to Mountaintop open now because Taylor got shut down.
So are you guys going to try and open up the Mountaintop location?
Yes, exactly. That's what we're working on now, is trying to open up Mountaintop by going to the police ahead of time. So at Taylor, we just opened up without the police knowledge. In Mountaintop, it's more so the other way around. We're going to try to talk to the police and say, hey, we're going to follow these guidelines. We are 24 hours. 24 hours spreads crowds out tremendously. There's people that come at 1 in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, so that we don't get those peak times, especially with everyone unemployed right now. They can work out all day long. We don't get that after work rush that gyms typically would see. And then see what the local municipality says about us doing so. It is totally uncharted territories. I am learning some legal side of things. Monroe County, a neighboring county, said we're not prosecuting. If I had a gym in Monroe County right now, I would be able to open.
Wow.
Without repercussion. Yeah, they're neighboring county. Our borders touch.
Wow. So what are your plans as far as prepping the gym and getting it ready? Like what are you guys gonna do?
We always sanitize, and this is why I said most likely nothing out of the norm for us, because we know how important it was to have a clean gym in the beginning of things. Because when a new potential member walks in your door, you don't want the smell of BO or sweat or anything. You want them like, this place is clean. You want to smell bleach in there, right? So we're going to clean like we always did. The difference now is the public is more attuned to it. So now everyone who came those 2 days sprayed stuff down before and after. And so we'll have some more spray bottles for people to do that with, more things to wipe equipment down. But having that availability to the spray bottles allowed for the people of the gym to help maintain the cleanliness, as well as our staff always does a great job of doing.
Are you guys instituting any new policies?
Not going to block off every other treadmill. My stance there is I think common sense always reigns supreme. If I'm on the treadmill and a random person comes up next to me and gets on the treadmill next to me, if I don't feel comfortable, I'm going to get off. If I feel like that person's totally fine and I don't have to worry about them, then you could stay on. But not going to block off another treadmill because you and your wife come in. Wife, right? Fiance, wife?
Yep.
Wife, yeah. Can use the treadmill with each other, right? So I think I met you guys when you're fiances. But yeah, so why would I block off two treadmills when you're driving the car over together or live together? It doesn't make sense. So masks, I've been finding out, masks are not a law. Everyone thinks the masks are a law. Not the case. So if you would like to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't. The only thing that we will require is either washing the hands or hand sanitizing before you, you know, use any of our equipment.
Yeah, makes total sense. Gonna shift gears a little bit here. I know you like talking business. What advice could you give someone right now? Anyone that might be just starting a business or anything? What advice do you have for some other business owners?
Oh dear God, that is probably the hardest question to ask someone right now. I'm glad you asked me, because the problem with Pennsylvania right now, and as a entrepreneur myself, it hurts my soul to say this, but like, go look for a government job, right? When you hear those words, that just tells me we are in for a world of hurt, because entrepreneurship and small business ownership is like the backbone. You hear them all the time. Like, we need that. I think it's, I'm going to go a little bit of a tangent, but I think it's important. In like 1910, right? 1905, like 90% of people, basically had their own business. Like, there was a cobbler, right? They made their shoes. There wasn't factories. I think industrial evolution, like the fact that we had this huge industrial uprising, created a lot of dependence on anxiety medications and things like that. I am in like my most natural habitat when I'm operating my business. And I think other people feel the same way, or would feel the same way if they had a business. They don't necessarily like going to work for someone else every day. But in this time right now, with how much uncertainty and how bad everyone's getting screwed, having a secure job, and I'm not talking just like a sales job, so having a government job is like the best thing you could literally do right now. And that's awful to say. So if you're starting your own business, the best way to start it lean. I started my power washing business out of my childhood tree fort. We chopped the legs off it, brought it to the ground. I put my chemical tanks in there, and I had a $7,000 loan, and that's how I started that business. So start real lean. So if things don't go, you know, the way you want, you can sell some stuff and get out of it pretty quick.
Are you still operating the power washing business?
So I have a I ended up selling half that business, the residential side of the business, to someone who worked for me at the time, because I couldn't build the gym and run that. The residential side, we'd clean over like 1 million square feet every year in like just residential houses. But I do the commercial side, and we still operate the commercial side.
So what's your favorite thing about NEPA?
Oh, definitely pizza. Pizza's nice. Gotta be number one.
Always is.
The food, right? Our the pizza is fantastic, but like our food, like the local mom and pop shop, the bazaars, like good potato pancake food, like that's what separates NEPA from anywhere else. And I would say proximity to your major stuff. I love how easy it is to get to Philadelphia. I tell people all the time, NEPA is great. You can be in 2 hours, you can be anywhere in the world. You can get to New York City, you get to Philadelphia, and literally take one flight to Japan. I mean, it's that simple because of our hub.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say pizza, because pizza is one of the top. I ask this question to pretty much everyone, and pizza is always one of the main.
Nice. I'm a huge Angelo's Pizza guy. I actually have a slice today, and we're meeting with some friends. Yes, we're not falling. We will still take some physical distance, but we're done with that shit. So they never had Angelo's Pizza. They're not from this area originally, and I'm gonna buy some Angelo's sweet sauce and show them how it's done.
Definitely. That's one of my favorites as well. So I think we're gonna kind of wrap it up here in another minute or two. But I'd like to ask you one more thing before we do. If Governor Wolf was listening now, what would you like him to hear, or what would you say to him?
Oh, I'm glad you asked this one. The only thing the governor has to do right now to win back Pennsylvania is to say, thank you for the past 60 days. We know it was tough. We understand that this was not what we expected. Everyone was anticipating a 15-day quarantine, 14-day quarantine, back to usual. But we did it. We flattened the curve. We're now reopening Pennsylvania, 30% capacity, all businesses taking these precautions. wiping things down, social distancing, whatever you want to call it. And I think the guy would come out looking like a hero.
So you're saying it's time.
Oh, it's been time. Yeah, yeah. It's always been time. It's since forever. We know how viruses spread, and we know that sick people are more likely to get you sick. But that's what I'd like to for Wolf to come out and say. That'd be the best.
Any final words about the gym?
No, I think everyone should know that overall. I think overall, most of the people were absolutely like fantastic. The support I had when we were up in Taylor opening up those 2 days was unbelievable. The stories, if everyone could hear these stories, they would never even put gyms in that category of casinos. Like, and that's the problem with Wolf has, is they're so far in the green. If they're at least in the yellow, we'd be happy. But people who were like getting, you know, abused by their spouse came to the gym as an outlet. You know, people who were suffering from addiction, who like needed the gym as like their place to go. Someone who was divorced and being isolated for the past 2 months. That's really, I love those people, and I hope that we can get open, you know, for them.
All right. Well, Danny, thanks again for joining me, on another virtual On the Stacks podcast. Danny Kronauer, 10X Fitness. Thanks for joining me.
Awesome. I appreciate it. I had an absolute blast. Really good time.
If you'd like to learn more about the On the Stacks podcast, be sure to search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. We'll catch you next time on the Stacks.